In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, first of all, you just found out last night that Father Rue died. Father Rue, a great priest. He loved Louisa. He and I would always talk when we went to the MMP retreats. It would, at the end, we'd always be talking about Louisa and how great Louisa is. And he was reading Louisa even before Father Gobi asked all the priests to read about Louisa Picaretta, to read her writings. He said in a letter, he said, basically the writings of Louisa Picaretta are very important. He says, I don't want to talk about it here. He says, but read. And Father Rue was really a true apostle of the end times, a great priest. And again, we're all going to see each other sooner or later. So we pray for his soul, the repose of his soul, and for his family, his sisters, and just remember him. He died on the feast of St. Francis of Rome. So a great saint in the church, a great mystic in the church whose angel would appear to her, and I thought that was always kind of interesting. So today we're going to continue with this great gift, and we're in volume 17, June 20th, 1924. And Jesus shows us very clearly in these writings that this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, isn't the end. It's when I say Father Rue was a great apostle of the end times, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. The 6,000 years is coming to an end. It is already over. We've entered the 7,000th year, and good things are coming. Amazing things are coming, where we're going to live this as John Paul II said, a new divine way of holiness that basically Adam had before the fall. And this divine inheritance of the Father is coming back to humanity. And Jesus is showing us with the Book of Heaven how to begin to live this life with the writings, within and through the writings of Louisa Picaretta, because they are Jesus's words. And he wants us to enter into this life. So he says, only when my divine will shall reign in the creature in a complete way. So here, Jesus is showing us right now, it's not a complete way. We learn about the divine will. We want the divine will. And Jesus says, what happens at that point is he is conceived. Jesus is conceived in our hearts. The complete way is to give birth, to bear Jesus to the world, to have Jesus gaze in our gazing. And he says, all the senses of humanity were made for God. So he says, only when my divine will shall reign in the creature in a complete way. And that's not here yet. I hear people saying, well, I'm living fully in the divine will. You can't be, because Jesus says that day hasn't come. We're anticipating that day, that great day, that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that second Pentecost that's coming, but it's not here yet. So to enter into that fourth stage, as some people have said, is really not here yet, to leave the earth and to be one with God on earth as it is in heaven. It's begun, but no one is there in that complete way. And he says, then will charity reach complete perfection. Okay, so this love of God that God has planned for humanity in God's image and likeness will be completed. It will be a complete way, a perfect way in humanity, the way God planned from the beginning. He says, because then by virtue of my most holy divine will, everyone will be found in every creature. Okay. We pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Each person represents all of humanity. When we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the church already says this. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the monstrance, and you're the only one in the church, you represent all of humanity. And your prayer is in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. And now Jesus is explaining to us how and why this has to happen. So he says, Everyone will be found in each creature, loved, defended, and sustained, just as her creator loves the soul, defends the soul, and sustains the soul. See, this new and divine way of holiness that's coming, he says that's when love will be in complete perfection in humanity by virtue of the divine will. So this great gift of gifts, this great prodigy of prodigies is here, but not complete. It would be wonderful if it was complete, but it's not, because there's a number of things that have to happen first. And as you read the Book of Heaven, you begin to see God has it perfectly planned. And our job is to enter into this abundant life now as much as you possibly can, longing for it, desiring it, possessing it, until finally God can, he says, when I find the souls that want the divine will more than anything, I will give it to the world. So it's not given to the world yet because he hasn't found anybody yet. And yes, we've been reading for years, but we're very far from that life that Louisa lived. We're right at the beginning, if you want to say. Jesus chose Louisa to give her this gift. 70 years of being in bed, 70 years of focusing on just living in the divine will, reading, studying, and putting this into practice. And she is the newborn. She is the firstborn of the divine will. And our God is saying, this is the life I want to see in you. So like, again, the Franciscans follow Francis. They dress like Francis. They follow his rules. They follow his writings. In the divine will, it's Jesus that we're following and Mary that we're following through the writings that were given to Louisa. It's not her speculation. It's not her interpretation. She's writing down, as she was told to do by her spiritual director, writing down everything word by word, not even missing a comma or a period. This is how Louisa wrote. So listen to what he says. Only when my divine will shall reign in the soul in a complete way, which is not here yet, then will charity, love, reach complete perfection in humanity. Because by then, it's not here yet, by virtue of my divine will, everyone, every soul will be found in every creature that's alive. It will be loved and defended and sustained just as God loves the soul, defends the soul, and sustains the soul. So each one will be transfused in the other. That hasn't happened yet. That completion hasn't happened yet. This is what we are anticipating. The way this is going to happen is for the kingdom to be on earth as it is in heaven. So this transfusion that's coming, this transmutation that's coming, has to happen to each and every one of us. Each soul will be transfused in the other, as in one's own life. So what does God say? He says in sacred scripture, to love God with your whole mind, your whole heart, and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Why? Jesus is there. Each soul will be transfused in the other, as in one's own life. Then all virtues will reach complete perfection. That isn't here yet. That complete way isn't here yet. So God is saying to us, there's more that we have to do. There's more that we have to die to our ego and our will. There's more that we have to live in, as Father Bucci says, live a little insignificant and hidden life. It's all for the glory of God, not for us. It's not to become a saint to live in the divine will. You start with that, but to enter into, that's volume 1 through volume 10, then 11 through 19, to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit when this great event occurs. Why? So that you can go to volume 20 through volume 36, receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. So God is showing us how and why this is going to happen. And so why is he doing this? So love can be completed in humanity. Humanity will be transfused into each person as one's own life. And then all the virtues will reach complete perfection because they will not be nourished by a human life, but by a divine life. So this is what's coming. And our God is asking us to want this more than anything else. And that's the thing that's so exciting about reading the volumes. each day, as you read, each day, it's another expansion of our capacity to embrace this life, this light, this love of God. And he says it begins with the soul wanting to live in the divine will. And then that conception of Jesus in the heart takes place. And then every act that you do, every round that you do, becomes another molecule, if you want to say, added to that conception of Jesus. So he is being formed in us little by little. It took, again, 70 years for Louisa. And she went through a lot. Poor little Louisa. She went through a lot. And yet, she's the firstborn, the newborn. And Jesus says to us, this is what I've planned for you, for humanity, all of humanity. So in volume 17, October 6, 1924, Jesus says this, Louisa, my daughter, in each heartbeat of the soul of the creature, my will forms its complete round through all of creation. Okay. So we are learning how to pray the round of creation. Okay, how do we do this? People have said, how do you pray the rounds? How do you enter into this gift? So Jesus is showing us, again, volume 17, very clearly, like halfway through the volumes, he's saying, this is how you're supposed to do it. To each heartbeat, each breath, each step, each thought, each word forms a complete round through all of creation, all of redemption. So the Lord is showing us that this new and divine way of holiness is God bathing in our heart beating. So then we participate in all of creation, all of redemption. It's ours. So when you do your prevenient act in the morning, you should be praying, I want to embrace all of creation as mine. All the I love yous of creation are given to each human as much as they want or as little as they want. I want to embrace all the I divine I love yous, as Louisa did, as the life of Jesus and Mary, so that when we begin to breathe this I love you of God in all of creation, with every heartbeat, not only when we pray in the name of everyone and everything, every heartbeat of every human who has ever existed, even the heartbeats of the children that were not born, those when the child is conceived in the womb, there's this spark of light. There's a spark of love. And this life, the heart beats, you know, not at conception, but within a short period of time. And so therefore, every heartbeat of every human, we are in the divine will, praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Every heartbeat is a divine, I love you. That's what the rounds are. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. I adore you. I worship you. This is how Jesus prayed to the Father. This is how Our Lady prayed to the triune God, one with Jesus. This, I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. So when we begin to pray in the divine will, the round of creation, round of redemption, it's a divine I love you of Jesus in us. Jesus is saying to the Father in us, I love you, I adore you, I praise you. So this heartbeat of the soul in the divine will forms its complete round. Why? One with God through all of creation. This is an explosion of I love you to the throne of God for each person. That's why each time we pray our rounds, the kingdom is getting closer and closer. Each time we pray our rounds in the divine will, a new and divine way of holiness is happening for all of humanity. Humanity is changing as we pray our rounds. So the one thing that Jesus says to Louisa in volume 16 to volume 36 is learn to pray the rounds. Complete the rounds of all of creation, all of redemption. Why? All of creation is yours, Jesus says. Every grain of sand is an I love you. Every blade of grass is an I love you. Every leaf on a tree is an I love you. Every drop of water is I love you from God to humanity. And he says, and no one says I love you. No one says I thank you. No one says I praise you for this. You are so good. You are so holy, Lord. Jesus is the one who has done this. So when we pray the prayers of the saints, like Jesus said to St. Faustina, the final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Now Jesus is saying, I'm going to teach you how I prayed. the round of creation. I'm going to teach you how my mother prayed. So each heartbeat begins to form the complete round. I mean, we become one with all the I love yous of God. He breathes into us this divine I love you. We breathe out. Jesus in us breathes out this divine I love you back to the Father. It's perfect. Jesus is doing it. It's a divine act. Jesus is doing it. And just as the heartbeat in the creature is continuous, and if the heartbeat ceases, life ceases, in order to give divine life to all humanity, Jesus says, all humanity, my divine will, more than a heartbeat, goes around and forms the heartbeat of my divine will in every heart. So what we're doing is we're cooperating with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, praying the way Jesus and Mary prayed. What is it? It's this continuous heartbeat, this continuous breath, this continuous, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. This is heaven. So the creature is in continuous heartbeat with one with God, Jesus beating in our heart beating, breathing in our breathing, walking in our walking. In order to give divine life to all of humanity, he says, my divine will is more than a heartbeat. It goes around and forms the heartbeat of my divine will in every human heart. So what we're doing is in the divine will, as we begin to pray in the divine will, what our God is asking of us is to have this explosion of I love yous from all of humanity by Jesus beating in our heart beating. And then we say to with Jesus, one with Jesus, with, in, through, and for Jesus, we say, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. Heaven is getting closer and closer and closer to earth until finally it clicks. Finally, it happens. And that's what he meant by saying it's not in a complete way yet. Love is not in complete perfection yet, because this kingdom has to be on earth as it is in heaven, as Jesus says, so each soul will be transfused into the other as one's own life. And then all the virtues will reach complete perfection. We will make a complete round. We'll know how to do this then through all of creation. And he says very, very clearly, and more than a heartbeat, my divine will goes around and forms the heartbeat of my will in every human heart. See, he created us to be in his image and his likeness. This is the new and divine way of holiness that God has given us. And you know, just thinking again of Father Rue, he's participating in this right now. He's known about it for years. He had his own prayer group, Divine Will Prayer Group. He wanted humanity to all the people that he knew to participate in this. And even though many did not want this, he did it for them. And this is what's so great. So he says, Jesus says, my divine will more than a heartbeat goes around and forms the heartbeat of my divine will in every human heart. And see then how my divine will is in every human creature as primary heartbeat. See, it's Jesus beating my heart beating. I don't want my heart beating anymore. I want your heart beating and my heart beating. And that's why he basically begins with an exchange of hearts with him. That Jesus takes care of, he beats in our heart beating as primary heartbeat, because Jesus says the soul's own heartbeat is secondary. And if I feel any heartbeat of the creature, Jesus says, it is by virtue of my heartbeat of my human, of my divine will. So think about that. If it is true that Jesus says my divine will is more than a heartbeat that goes around and forms the heartbeat of my divine will in every human heart, then my divine will is in every creature as primary heartbeat, because the secondary heartbeat is the person's own heart. And Jesus says, if I feel any heartbeat of humanity, it is by virtue of the heartbeat of my divine will. And then he says, even more, see, God cannot stop giving. Even more, my divine will forms in her two heartbeats, one for the human heart as life of the body, and one for the soul as heartbeat and life of the soul. So here Jesus is saying, he's beating in our heart, beating as he did with Adam. The life of the body is your own heart. The life of the soul is the heartbeat and life of the soul. So here, this heartbeat of Jesus is beating in our heart, beating. The human heart is there, but we surrender it to God. The human breath is there, but we surrender it to God. We say, I want more of heaven than of earth. I want more of you, Lord, than me. I want you to be the Lord, my master, my king, my savior, my God, my all. I don't want anything that is human anymore. God goes, good. What does that mean? It means that we're the fallen human nature. Jesus has redeemed us. He shed every drop of his blood. Our Lady was with Jesus on Calvary. And yet we still have to go to confession each week. But when this divine will begins to reign in all of humanity, as God has planned from the beginning, it's his heartbeat that's beating for and life of our soul. He is the one that's alive in us. So he then says, are you willing to let me gaze in your gazing? And we say, yes. Are you willing to let me speak in your speaking? We say, yes. Are you willing to let me reign in you as Lord and King, as Master? Would you be willing to do that? He doesn't force us. He gently reminds us that he is God. And the more that we're one with God, the more that we're fused with God, the happier we are. A lot of people look for happiness in this life. And when you understand what sacred scripture, because of Adam's sin, it's the toil, the sweat of the brow. It's the giving birth to of a woman giving birth to a child. It's painful. Why? We have been punished because of Adam's sin, all of humanity. Now Jesus comes to earth and takes upon himself our punishment. Our Lady with Jesus suffered more than any human being next to Jesus. She suffered the ultimate. Have you ever prayed the tears of Mary, the rosary of the tears of Mary? You'll get a glimpse of these seven sorrows of what she went through. And when we read the Book of Heaven, especially when we read the 24 hours of the Passion, we understand a little bit more of the terrible suffering that Our Lady went through. And now Jesus says, now what I want is I want my children to let go of all the misery. Let the Lord be the Lord of our life, so that the kingdom is established, reestablished on earth, or paradise on earth as it is in heaven. See, we're going back to the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. All the animals in paradise are still alive. We're the only ones that have been cast out of paradise. And God is saying, I'm going to bring back to humanity what I originally planned, but even more than what I originally planned through Adam. It's now we have Jesus as our new Adam, Mary as our new Eve. This is double, triple, quadruple, infinitely more than what God gave to Adam. God is so in love with us that he's letting us begin to live in his image and likeness. Mary's image and likeness, the new Adam and the new Eve, which is greater than what Adam had in the beginning. So that's why on Holy Saturday night, we say, oh, happy fall of Adam. We thank God for this fall of Adam because we're getting more than what Adam had. So again, Jesus is showing us that by virtue of the divine will, the heartbeat of the divine will that beats in our heart beating, the breath of God breathing in our breathing, all that we allow God to do in our rounds forms two heartbeats, one for the human heart. This is what Jesus is doing as life of the body, and one for the soul, as heartbeat is life of the soul as well. So God is in charge. God wants us to begin to understand that true happiness isn't in the world. It isn't the things of the world. It's to be one with Jesus, the new Adam, one with Mary, the new Eve. So our Lord is offering this to us. And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, he fills us with ecstasy. It's really an infinite joy that we begin to participate in. We're just scratching the surface. But when that day comes, like he says, when the divine will shall reign in us in a complete way, then the love of God will be perfect in all of humanity. So he's got great plans for us, and he needs us just to say fiat. And the more that we can say fiat, the happier we become. And it's not the happiness of the earth. It's the happiness of heaven. And it's not full. It's not full yet, because that event, that time hasn't happened, but we're very, very close to that time. We're very, very close to this. So this is what he says in volume 17, October 30th, 1924. My divine will manifests itself and causes things from nothing. So this is why, if you haven't read the document on nothingness, we haven't even begun to understand. To live in our nothingness is to let God have full reign. So he says, my divine will manifests itself, calling things from nothing, forming human beings out of nothing. It manifests itself and it embellishes. It manifests itself and raises a soul higher. It manifests itself and expands the divine life in each human being who wants it. It manifests itself and forms in the soul a new and unheard of portents. That's one of the things Jesus says about the priesthood. He's going to bring about new and unheard of prodigies that the priests are going to do. And it's already begun. This is one of the things that ask for the priest blessing, ask for anointing, ask for prayers done in the divine will. This new and divine way of holiness that is given to the church comes from the priesthood. That's how Jesus set it up. He said, I set up the priesthood of the Old Testament to get the people ready for the Messiah. Then I set up the priesthood for the New Testament. He says to get the people to enter into this universal life, this Catholic life. And he says, now I've set up the priesthood for the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And this is why I say, like, Father Rue was a apostle of these end times. He was a priest who understood the beauty of this gift of gifts that was given to Luisa Picaretta. He knew this, and can you imagine his joy entering heaven and as a priest in the divine will? Holy, that's something else. So anyways, here we go. Jesus says, my divine will manifest itself, cause all, everything from nothing. So this nothingness that God is calling us to live is essential. We have to live in our nothingness because God is everything. It's not that we go around and say, I'm nobody, I'm terrible. No, God is holy. God is beautiful. God is loving. He says, forming human beings the way God has planned to live one with him in his image and likeness. So therefore, the divine will manifest itself and embellishes. The divine will manifest itself and raises a soul higher. The divine will manifest itself and expands the divine life in the soul, in the creature. The divine will manifest itself and forms in the soul new and unheard of portents. This is what's coming. So Jesus is saying, you haven't seen anything yet. The kingdom, the creation isn't completed yet. Because God says, I want mankind to be in my image and likeness, to do what God does, not to become gods, but to be in God's image and likeness. So again, this new and divine way of holiness he's introducing this to humanity through Luisa, through the Book of Heaven, and most, if not all, of humanity doesn't, isn't even aware of this. If you have the book of heaven, God has given this to you. He says to Louisa, I have planned this from the beginning of time that you would read and study and put this into practice, because each and every one of us in the divine will has a specific role. Every one of us is needed by God to live this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. And it's been planned by God from the beginning of time. And he says, my children in the divine will become my divine masterpieces. So when you look at the great men of the Old Testament, great women of the Old Testament, they didn't receive communion. They didn't receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ because it wasn't time. Then you look at the great saints of the New Testament. They didn't receive the gift of the divine will because it wasn't time. Now it's time. Why? If we're going to enter this new and divine way of holiness that has begun because of those who are reading the book of heaven. It's just the beginning. It's when God manifests this gift of the divine will to all of humanity, when God gives this gift, when heaven comes to earth, it's going to shake the world, and it's going to shake the world. The little children of the holy divine will are going to be jumping up and down in joy, in happiness. But it's not a happiness of earth. It's not a human happiness. It's a divine happiness that's coming. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for the souls to want this to such a way that we are pleading with God, begging God, longing for this kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Our whole focus is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, in us on earth as it is in heaven. Volume 17, November 23rd, 1924. Therefore, my daughter, I recommend to you, you know, here's Jesus recommending this to us. He's given it to Louisa, and Louisa puts it down on paper so we can hear Jesus, maybe not with our ears, but with our hearts, what he recommends. I recommend to you, now think of Jesus speaking to you directly. If you want my divine will to fulfill its designs within you, always breathe the air of my divine will. Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. That's how we start the morning out. You know, come, divine will, think in my thinking, speak in my speaking, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. I want you, Lord, to fulfill your designs in me. I want your will to reign in me. So he says, if you want my divine will to fulfill its designs, the design of God within you, the divine masterpiece within you that God wants you to become, always breathe the air of my divine will so that as you breathe it, the divine life may live in you and lead you to the true purpose for which you were created. So the true purpose that which we were created is to have God in us, image and likeness. That's why we were created. It's not to make money. It's not to be famous. It's not to be, you know, whatever of earth. That's all nonsense. What God wants is he wants us to become like him, image and likeness. If you want my divine will to fulfill its design within you, Jesus says, always breathe the air of my divine will. Take a deep breath. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. So as you breathe this breath, this air of the divine will, the divine life may live in you, and that you, it will lead you to the true purpose for which you were created. We have no idea yet. We might have been reading for years and years and years. We have no idea. Like going back to Father Roux, he entered into the kingdom wanting to live in the divine will. Very few have done that. Out of all of humanity, very few have done that. Say, Annibal de Francia did in 1927. He did this. He was the first to enter the divine will, living in the divine will. Why? He read volume 1 through volume 19 and he lived it. So when he appeared to Louisa, when Louisa said to Jesus, you know, how's he doing? Jesus showed him radiating in divine light. And he says, this is because he wanted what I wanted for him. That's just wanting it. He didn't read 20 through 36. We have that opportunity. And what is 20 through 36? Receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. I mean, Father Roux read this And the interesting thing is, I would love to see what God gave to him as he entered the kingdom, as he entered heaven. Great things are coming. Amazing things are coming. So if you want the divine life to live in you, to that you have the true purpose for which you were created, Jesus says, I recommend to you that if you want to fulfill my designs within you, always breathe in the divine will. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing. This is the thing that's so astonishing. God is doing this. So he says in volume 17, April 23rd, 1925, therefore, every act that the soul does in my divine will is a kiss that the soul gives and the soul receives from the one triune God who created her and from all the saints in heaven. So here is every act. So Jesus is showing us, we don't even understand doing our acts and our rounds in the divine will, how essential they are. The wedding feast is heaven. This kiss, every act that this creature does is in my divine will is a kiss that the soul gives and the soul receives from the triune God who created her and from all that are with the triune God, all the saints in heaven, all the angels in heaven. We really begin to live this true life of heaven on earth by doing our acts and our rounds in the divine will. That's why to learn how to pray the rounds is essential. We basically know how to do the acts by Jesus dancing my dancing, singing my singing, breathing my breathing, beating my heart beating. But to do our rounds is a little different. It's to be one with Jesus, one with Mary, one with Louisa, because Jesus and Mary taught Louisa to pray in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is. It's calling the kingdom down on earth. Okay, now, because the evil one was banished from heaven, he was cast down to earth. Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. When we call the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven with our rounds, he's going to be banished from earth. He can't live here anymore. He's ruled this earth for 6,000 years. And even though Christ has redeemed us on Calvary, we still have to go to confession because we have the fallen nature. When the kingdom comes, it's a whole new ballgame. So he says, Jesus says, I want you to understand, when you do your act, you're round of the divine will, it's a kiss that you give to God and you receive from God. It's a kiss that you give to the saints and you receive from the saints. It's a kiss that you give to the Blessed Mother and get a kiss from the Blessed Mother. It's a kiss that you give to the angels and the angels give you a kiss. It's the wedding feast. This life that God has planned for us is just beginning on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, but do you know what this kiss is? Now here is something that is essential. He says, the kiss is the transformation of the soul with her God. Transformation from human and entering into the divine. It's not that we become gods. It's that drop of water that's put into the chalice filled with wine. May we share in the divinity of Christ. It's the transformation of that drop of water to become wine. It's to be one with God. This is why God created us, not to be separated from him, not to have God 1,000,000,000 miles away where we bag. It's to know that God is with us, beating in our heart beating, breathing in our breathing, walking in our walking. We know what this kiss is, Jesus says. It is the transformation of the soul with her God. It is the possession of God within the soul and of the soul in God. The possession, it's mutual possession. Remember, the saints were told to know, love, and serve God. What Jesus tells Louisa is the divine will is to know, love, and possess God as it was in the beginning. This is what sanctification is. It's the transformation of the soul with her creator and is the possession of God within the soul and of the soul in God. It is the growth of the divine will in the soul. See, this is the, Jesus says, when you want the divine will, he says, I am conceived in your heart. And every act that you do, every kiss, if you want to say, what is the kiss? It's every act that you do in the divine will, every round that you do in the divine will. It's growing. The divine life is growing within the soul. According, he says, and this is the accord of the whole of heaven, and it is the right of supremacy over all created things. What's coming back. Adam was the king of the earth. He was the king of the earth. Eve was supposed to be the queen of the earth. When he fell, Jesus came as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Mary came as the queen of heaven and earth. We begin to live the life that God originally planned, but it's even more now because Jesus is the king. Mary is the queen. This growth of the divine will, it's the accord of all of heaven, and it is the right of returning to the supremacy over all created things as Lord of the earth. That's why Jesus keeps on telling Louisa, I want to reclothe you in divinity. I want you to enter into your divine, this nobility, this clothing of nobility. What is the clothing of nobility? It's Jesus. It's Mary, the king and queen of heaven and earth. She's the newborn. Louisa's the newborn, the firstborn. Jesus is saying to us, do you want to go back to what I planned from the beginning so that each of my children can become my divine masterpiece that all of heaven is adoring? All of heaven is glorifying in. See, so the right of supremacy over all created things is essential. It's a new and divine way of holiness that's coming, a new beginning for heaven and earth, a new beginning for humanity to finally have what God wanted from the beginning. It's to repair and redo in the divine will, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. But God's not going to force this on anybody. He's asking us, do you want this? And if we say yes, he goes, watch what I'm going to do. The saints have said what Jesus is going to do is even going to astonish Our Lady. What God has got planned for his children is even going to astonish all. It's going to astonish all of heaven. That's why when Father Inibale entered into paradise, everyone was glorifying God. Look, finally, here is a human living in the divine will. And he didn't even finish 20 through 36 of receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. Can you imagine what that was like for Father Rue entering heaven, entering in eternity? Things are going to be amazing. God's got everything planned, and all that he asks of us, this is what he says. He says, basically, like he said right from the beginning, I recommend to you. I'm calling you to be living in your nothingness. Jesus says, Louisa, each heartbeat of the creature will form a complete round through all of creation. He says to the creature, when my divine will reigns in the creature in a complete way. It's all about get ready for what I am going to do. The only one that's terrified of what's coming is the devil. He has to get out of here because the kingdom is coming. This new and divine way of holiness is very, very close for all of us. And all that Jesus is asking, all that Jesus wants is, do you want this? And when we say yes, he goes, okay, let's begin to live this life little by little. And the more that you read, the more Jesus is teaching you. These lessons that he gave us this morning are astonishing. When the divine will reigns in a complete way, love will reach complete perfection in humanity. That's what's coming. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
And that concludes our cynical for today. Thanks be to God. Bye, everyone.